USA Radio News with John Hunt.
With the deadlock on coronavirus legislation, including money for unemployed workers and eviction control, the House's number two Democrat has announced the lower chamber will not return for any votes in Washington until at least mid-September, after negotiations between Democratic leaders in the White House on the next coronavirus relief measure collapsed, leaving millions of jobless Americans without immediate relief. According to the schedule released by House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer, the House will not convene for votes until at least September 14th. Members will be working from their home districts, conducting committee work for the first 2 weeks of September. Lawmakers were initially scheduled to return September 1st. Hoyer said lawmakers would have 24-hour notice to return for votes on any new legislation related to the coronavirus. President Trump rolled out a series of executive actions over the weekend to circumvent Congress. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. You all know how much I love my nutritional supplements, especially silver. OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is a new patented silver technology that supports your immune system. With more than 50 U.S. patents, OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is the leader in new silver technology. And now OptiVita Silver comes packaged to be your guardian as a liquid, a skin gel, a throat lozenge. With so much misinformation in the media about silver, here's something I arranged for you. A guidebook on the science of silver. It's free when you purchase the Root Silver Bundle. But that's not all. We know that silver works best when you get it in the right places. For a limited time, we're giving you three silver applicators. A spray bottle, free. A dropper bottle, free. A fine mist nasal sprayer, free. All three free when you purchase the Root Silver Bundle. These are exclusively for my listeners. Hurry, only good while supplies last. Guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. Remember the special website, patentedsilver.com. That's patentedsilver.com, or call toll-free 844-5-SILVER. That's 844-5-SILVER.
President Trump was abruptly escorted away from the White House briefing room just a few minutes after taking the podium for a press briefing, but quickly returned to tell reporters.
There was a shooting outside of the White House. Seems to be very well under control. I'd like to thank the Secret Service for doing their always quick and very effective work. Somebody's been taken to the hospital. I don't know the condition of the person. Seems that the person was shot by Secret Service.
After the incident, the president said he was unrattled and then moved on to discuss other issues, including the stock market and coronavirus. The city of Chicago restricted downtown access by raising their bridges after a night of widespread looting and rioting led to more than 100 people being arrested and at least 13 police officers being injured. The unrest was prompted by social media posts urging people to converge on Chicago's business district after a man was shot on the south side by police. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Police broke up a New Jersey house party that violated state health mandates on indoor gatherings, and the host of the event was arrested. At least 300 people were at the pop-up party in the Howell Township, which is about 65 miles northeast of Philadelphia. The out-of-control bash was so big that township authorities needed the help of police from five neighboring towns to quell. Because of the coronavirus pandemic, New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy last week lowered the number of people allowed to gather inside to only 25% capacity with a maximum of 25 people, down from the previous standard of 100 people maximum. Even after breaking up the party, the police said they had officers patrol the neighborhood for hours, making sure it didn't restart. The risk of autism may be greater in babies born to women who use marijuana during pregnancy, according to a new study published in Nature Medicine. In an analysis of data from more than 500,000 Canadian mothers and their children, researchers found a 50% increase in autism spectrum disorder in kids whose mother used cannabis while pregnant. While it's known that substance use in pregnant women can affect a fetus's neurodevelopment, the question of whether cannabis use is a risk factor in autism has not been thoroughly investigated until now, according to Johns Hopkins University. The children were followed for an average of 7 years, during which 7,125 children were diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.